With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Rager. Hundreds of Indigenous women go missing under suspicious circumstances every year in North America. A U.S. Senate committee takes a closer look at the issue today. Edward O'Brien reports.
The Senate Indian Affairs Committee may hear startling statistics like this one during its hearing. Native Americans make up about 7% of Montana's population. But according to Montana's Native American Domestic Violence Review Commission, Native people are involved in 16% of all the state's intimate partner homicides.
You know, the crisis is just real.
That's Ivan McDonald. McDonald is a filmmaker and Blackfeet clinician at the Missoula Urban Indian Health Center. His cousin, Monica Stillsmoking, was kidnapped and murdered in 1979. Another cousin, 20-year-old Ashley Loring Heavy Runner, disappeared from the Blackfeet Reservation in June of 2017.
Tracking data collection is very, very hard with this crisis that happens all around us. We have to have statistics, figures that, but you know, the data isn't always up to par or really the data that shows the whole picture.
Both of Montana's U.S. Senators, Republican Steve Daines and Democrat John Tester, sit on the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. In separate press releases, Daines said he's, quote, glad to see the committee is treating this issue with the seriousness it deserves, end quote. Tester described the known stats surrounding missing and murdered Indigenous women as an epidemic and vowed to, quote, grill the folks who are supposed to be ending it, end quote. Ivan McDonald is glad the grim topic is getting the congressional attention he feels it deserves, but does not expect any overnight solutions.
How can we really elicit structural change, which is needed, when we're still kind of just beginning the conversation?
The Senate oversight hearing on missing and murdered Indigenous women starts at 12:30 Mountain Time Wednesday and will be streamed live. Visit mtpr.org for that link. Missoula Women Vote will also televise the hearing at a local event to be held at 129 West Alder Street. The public is welcome to attend. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.